Yeah, yeah. Should end before 11. We got 1 hour enough. 1 hour, 10 minutes. Okay. So, tonight is 19, September 2017, the 5th day of spiritual trip. We have just finished visiting 6 patriarchs temple, Liu Chu Si, which is quite beautiful, I think. Then you all also experience a lot of good things there, because the lady who took us around showed us the 6 patriarchs Sutta Pagoda, where the relics are there. It seems the Buddha's relic also there. Then they got the 8 stupas surrounding the pagoda, which explain the what they call life history of Kuei Ning, including how he received the patriarchship from the 5th patriarch, then how from there he go into hiding for 15 years, I think. He was mainly here at this place, Sihui. So this temple we visit is to commemorate Kuei Ning during the time when he was here. So as we come to know from the Si Jie, they explain it to us. The temple was built by a Hong Ki businessman. This Hong Ki businessman, he came and he make a aspiration. Come, join us. He made aspiration, if he really become very wealthy, he vowed to undertake to build a temple here for Kuei Ning. So that's why this Liu Chu Si come about. And the abbot who is running it now, it seems, he is from the Yao Si Fo tradition, medicine Buddha of the eastern sector of the universe. So he has done a lot of wholesome things, and he has also built up this Liu Chu Si. So far is about 20 years already. They started building it in the year 1997, then completed in the year 2000. So since its completion is 17 years, it seems now they got a lot of activity. They got 100 old monks there. Then there are some short-term one according to the Si Jie or Si Xiong. He said there are some temporary renunciation for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. Then he want to really ordain as a monk to renounce, then you have to get the abbot's permission. Otherwise you can just apply. Then they are building one 11-story Dharma Hall that can accommodate a few thousand devotees. So a lot of wholesome thing has been done. Then the terrain is not easy, very, very tough, very hilly. Then the other aspect is the hotel we move in. You find that we are so fortunate, we got the whole 6th floor, which is the executive floor of this hotel, and this hotel is the biggest in Sihui, Sihui, this city itself. So you must actually rejoice, because it is due to your good parami. I heard from the sister Lu Ping, she told me the expectation of the food will be lousy. Then the accommodation also so only. But then she was so surprised when the food was so good. Expect to lose weight after this trip. So now she say he very likely she's going to gain weight. Then you all never expect to have such a high end room. We didn't actually pay for it or ask for it. But I choose Mr. Is because he will not shortchange us, because all the 3 spiritual trip, you can ask those who went with us, the food are very good, and the accommodation hotel are very good, unless it's at a location where they can't find, then they got no choice. But it's still the best around there. And he made it a point to make a few trips here before he organized and agreed with the local tour. So this is the plus point that he has. Then he knows that we are not the type that complain and all those things. Then when we understand his problem, if he got problem, like the second trip, the renminbi went up. So he was caught actually. So exchange loss, he almost lost money. And we helped him by cutting away one of the show. We had this type of show, expensive and not worth seeing. So we cancelled that one. And our group at that time was big, I think about 40 or 42. So that saving covered part of the cost. So he didn't lose that much. So because of that, he has a lot of gratitude. And he's very genuine in what he do then. This trip you can see, they all are more, I should say, stronger in their faith towards the Buddha Dhamma, and they are also learning. Then our this Owen, you don't laugh at him, no. I tell you, he got his hui gen from the past. He didn't know him. Like I used to tell you all, a lot of you all get lost during the period where there is no sasana. You understand? That's how he also get into this trouble. And he has a wife, he say, very fierce one. Scold him and all. And just now, in the bus when he reported, just now when I gave him my seminar book, the Bangkok seminar book, I explained to him. I said, it's because of your affinity. You have hui gen. Hui gen means you got wisdom root from the past. Otherwise, he cannot experience what he experienced. He never do meditation. The first time is, you know, like 1 minute, 2 minute, also cannot take it. He find it so difficult. Then the second time was yesterday, he came in late. The 5 minute was so good to him. But then he didn't learn anything. No, because the 5 minute, he was doing what the other monk tell him to do. When you are hot, close your palm. When you are cold, open up your palm. Then he never tell him to relax also. He just tell him to sit. That's why he cannot do it. Then when he come in yesterday, he felt that it was so calm, so peaceful, so different. Then even he used his open palm, closed palm, didn't relax also, he feel peaceful. We had the whole of the environment there. We were at this Guo En Si. The nature there very good. The vibration there very good. Then that temple got some good monks there. So because of that, our nature's energy also different. Then the room that has the relics, you remember, the Buddha's relic, where we went in and do the round for all those things. They are very unique. So all these things, together with the collective consciousness and the nature of all these great beings, he will feel it on. But the best is today. Just today, the whole lot of 45 minutes, he sat through it all. And you know how he sat through or not? He said first 15 minutes he was so tired, you remember? Sleepy. Yeah. He said he actually do a lot of things when he was showing you all, explaining all those things. Then after that 10 to 15 minutes, the sleepiness is gone. Then you know what happened? He said, he realized he got a lot of thought. Understand not? Thought of the why, the problem at home and all those things. You think first time meditator can see all this? Huh? Cannot. Huh? You must have your past to have this ability to observe this thought, even though it's a heedless thinking mind. I tell you, a lot of meditators didn't even know that this thought is arising. Understand? Huh? They go and meditate. The moment they are not peaceful, they are unhappy already. You realize that? Huh? That is what all these so-called vipassana are doing, practitioner. You ask them, how's your meditation? Lousy. They are not observing, they are not silent, they are not aware. Whereas this guy, no. The only thing is no one explained to him why all these thoughts arise. So Jana explained to him. He was so happy. He don't even know what is the Four Noble Truth. I say, 你知道为什么你的那个念头, this type of thought arise or not? He don't know. He said, I only come to know that all this thought are very active. I cannot stop, is it? I cannot do anything about it, is it? He said, do you know why this thought, not other thought? I said, these are the unfinished business that you accumulate in your brain. Accumulation is attachment, clinging, grasping. And thought is respond to all this memory that you hold on to. That's why the cause of mental activity is always from your accumulated attachment, your unfinished life situation that you have not dealt with. Means you worry about it, you give meaning. So behind there is this unfinished business that you want to recall and you want to think about it, or your wife problem, or you already accumulate. The moment you perceive, react and stir, you accumulate it. Even when somebody scold you or abuse you, then you inside, inwardly, maybe you are not happy. How can this guy? Well, you have been thinking, how can this guy do this to me? But in front of him, you dare not say, well, he's very violent. But after he left, or after you react and say something, then you get very, very unhappy, very soft. You go back, you will dwell on this thought and think about this until it becomes very strongly established in your brain. Then you will prepare yourself. Next time I see this guy, I'm going to tell him what I'm going to do. You plan all these, and these are accumulated conditioning waiting to erupt when there is condition. This is how accumulation, the Mahayana call the second overthrow, accumulation, the cause of suffering. Theravada tradition say the second overthrow is the cause. The cause is craving, born of self-delusion. But they never teach craving, born of self. They just say craving is the cause of attachment that lead to suffering. But the Mahayana knew is accumulation in the brain. That's why whatever you accumulate, you hold on to, you cling on to, you grasp onto in your brain, this is the cause of suffering. Your attachment leads to craving, desire, attachment, clinging, grasping. Your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your phobia, your scars of memory, all you accumulate, your experiences in life, good or bad, you accumulate through memory. And you don't understand why you should not be accumulating all these psychological emotion, evil roots, negativity that can actually cause suffering in you. That's why psychological memory, you have to be careful. Because this brain is for you to live life, understand not? To remember the important thing in life, like where you live, how you sign your checkbook, understand not? Then what are the things that you need to attend to help people, your meeting or what? That one memory is useful. But to keep memory about your scars of memory, your fear, your phobia, your anger, your unhappiness, your whatever delusion, that is not the purpose of memory. If you do that, then that memory is holding a lot of rubbish, you understand? Where your thought is respond to what you accumulate there. Your whole of your brain together with views, opinion, conditioning, belief system become what you are. Do you understand? But this is how you act, ma? Acting according to memory, ma? And what has memory hold? All of your accumulated life experiences, good and bad, your conditioning, your scars of memory, your fear, your belief system, everything is inside there. And you act according to memory, you are dead. That's why memory, it should be like the computer. Random access. You need, you access. You don't need, you don't access. That's psychological memory, don't accumulate like the computer. The computer don't have fear, worry, like attachment, grasping. Don't have all this psychological memory, cannot go in. Understand? It only has what? Data. Understand? All the data. That's why the computer never make mistake on. Unless the chip get into trouble. Otherwise, it never have problem. It just execute. Instruction go in, output go out. That's it. You want him to do whatever he can do very fast. Yeah, that is what technology is all about. So your brain, when you train it in mindfulness, awareness, it can be like the computer. You need, you access. You need, you access. You don't need, you just leave it in the memory bank. Then you don't accumulate all those fear, worry, anxiety, scars of memory, your conditioning, your views, your opinion. Like, so all these are not worthwhile to accumulate. Because it will lead to psychological fear, worry, anxiety, suffering, and misery. So when you understand all this, you will come to know as a human being, the user of the thought process, the user of this brain, this memory is very important. That's why if you have the wisdom and the understanding, you will know how to use your form and mind to develop the understanding, the cultivation, leading to the freedom to act, to live life and all of it. So coming back to Owen, after I explained this to him, his eye pop open like that. Now I know, is it? Then, and the white also there, they also learn. No wonder this type of thought come. Because you go and worry about it when it happened. Then you think about it. This is how attachment goes into your brain. And this is the Dhamma that the Buddha taught, but the practitioner or the so-called Buddhist community has forgotten this type of teaching. They all only teach you how to let go and all those things. But they didn't even have the ability to be aware of all this, and they can't even tell you what are these. Then the subconscious release the dreams, they cannot understand because they don't have the awareness to go in. They can only recall through memory of what happened in the sleep. Sometimes bits and pieces of the dream. Then after they wake up, after 2 minutes, 3 minutes, what dream also they forgot already, I tell you. Unless it's a very strong one that haunt you one, or create a strong impact on you. So these are the subconscious release, which are the disorder in the brain. That's why Krishnamurti say, as long as you don't live your life, your daily life, in an orderly manner, what happens is your brain will be in disorder. Disorder means what? When there is no law and order in society, what happens? What happens? Chaos everywhere, right? Problem everywhere. Well, nobody bother, understand or not? There is no law, no order. So your brain is the same. When it doesn't live in accordance with the Dhamma, creates so much karmic negativity, then when the friction comes, you cannot deal. Then when the fear arises, you cannot deal. You don't understand what this is. And you thought you are in fear. You thought you have anger. You thought you can do this, you can do that. The scarcity is so strong. So all this is the cause of suffering. So to meditate is to have the silent mind to be aware of what is happening. Then when you are aware, you can come to understand why this thought arises, why the other thought don't arise. How come there is no right thought? There is always fear, worry, anxiety because of your reaction, your stirring, or you lack right view. You lack understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. So these are the key understanding that one need to develop when you meditate. That's why I say when you meditate, you just relax and silence your mind and let the awareness develop the awareness of what is arising. Then you can see what thought. Then you trace the original factor. You will come to know, oh, no wonder this thought went in. Because when it happened, I lacked mindfulness, I lacked right view, I was reacting to it. Then I was thinking about it. I was planning how to act the next time. So all this is planning from memory. And it's not going to help you change your habitual tendency, your wrong view. You cannot see. And you can't understand all this, how it come about. So meditation is to develop the silent mind, the awareness, to be aware of what is going on. Then develop the straightening of view to make your life develop order. Order means you act according to Noble Eightfold Path, wisdom, no negativity. Like the traffic light, the government introduced law and order, understand? So you don't simply go against the traffic light and create unnecessary problem. That's society's law, nature's law, you don't violate. then there is order. Not only in society, order in your brain. So when your brain has order, you don't need to do anything. It's peaceful, it's calm, it's quiet. No matter what happens, the brain is quiet. And because it is quiet, it can enter the meditative state. Then you can understand what that true mind is, that true nature is. And that is what Hui Ning's teaching is all about. That's why the first thing you have to develop is ability to train your mind to be aware so that there is no thought. You remember the three very important essence or characteristic of Hui Ning's meditative training? Wu Nian, Wu Xiang, Wu Chu. So all this you will come to understand. So to reach the stage of Wu Nian is really very good. When you have the ability to silence your mind until no thought, you are developing sati, mindfulness. And when you stabilize that, it will become the silent mind, the meditative mind. And you will come to know what that true mind is. So ability to stabilize means you can go deeper into the silent, the awareness. And this is a free mind, you know, not a conditioned state in energy field or in concentration, absorption or jhana. So all this you have to develop clear understanding so that when you meditate, you just do like what I instructed just now. Relax, silent. Then you need to train anapanasati. Then develop the mindfulness of the in and out breath. Then relax into it. Piti calm, also relax into it. Then it will become sukha. Then you relax into it some more, it will finally become quiet, tranquil and still. And that is what pasati is all about. So pasati is tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. The mind that is without thought. That is the first stage of Hui Ning's teaching to develop meditation. So when you can develop that, then you can connect to your silent mind, your true mind. And that is the beginning of real meditation. Then your daily mindfulness and all the things. The moment you connect, then only you can inherit the spiritual nature, your past cultivation, if you have. Even if you don't have, you will start to accumulate. You will start to develop the ability to accumulate all the appropriate meditative training or perfection or even vow and other things to develop your spiritual nature. So basically, this is what you need to understand so that when you understand, you meditate with your understanding, you will progress very fast. So now I open it up. If you got any question or what, you can ask. Today we better have a more relaxed Q&A. Otherwise, too much of this, you may not be able to absorb in such, what I should say, short period. Especially those who didn't attend my class. It's not easy. And the purpose of all this sharing here is recorded. Go back. I think Suyan is going to download them. Then Jinhao will try to upload into the website. Then under the website, we will put our spiritual trip. Then day 1, day 2, day 3. So now with the website, it's easy. It's very orderly. You can listen to them one by one. And this time, the recording is very good. We are in the bus. We only record those that I share. Last time when we share, it's most of the time not recorded. Or even recorded, I never say in the beginning the date, the day and all those things. So when you listen, you don't know head or tail, you don't know which one comes first, which one later. So now with all the day and the date, it's very much easier and clearer. So this will help you to understand. You don't have to remember anything. Later on, you need to write down some notes so that it can remind you of the understanding. Then you try. Then when you listen to a recording again, the thing will become clear again. And then you rewrite the thing so that the understanding is clearer and clearer until you reach a point where the moment you listen, you understand. Now that is the stability that you need to have. Initially, it's not easy. It is totally more or less like new to most people. Then to those who attend my class, it's like a revision. But the reflection is different in the sense that now is on true spiritual trip. You encounter and see, then the condition that arise, I use that teaching that they went through in the Wu Ping Xinse class, yeah, to explain to you how in real life all this teaching can be applied and how it can come about. Then you actually visit the six Paithya places to see all the essential Dhamma, the wording that is all in the Platform Sutta, and even the life history, the story. Then your faith can build up. And this is what spiritual truth is all about, to develop the affinity, the wholesomeness, the faith, the understanding. Then if it's meant to be, it will be. And a lot of things will happen. And it is through this spiritual trip that in the early years of my cultivation, I benefited a lot. Well, when you are in the early process, you need to have condition to meet up with all these people, the great beings, or the nature there, the vibration. So, without you knowing it, you will be tapping and receiving all this. Then later on, when the client comes, this one will move. Then you will know how to meditate, you will know how to develop the understanding. Then the guy will come, the teacher will come, the teaching will come, everything will come, the book, everything will come. Then it's like you don't have to do anything. Then everything just falls into place. This can only happen when you have all this understanding developed from the past. Otherwise, you have to develop it life after life. And this life, the window, is the best because you have the condition. And my form and mind has this understanding. Then we have the condition to formulate this Kayamita grouping. Do you know the Sijie, after he come down, before we go to the donation hall, she talked to me a few things. Then she asked me, he said, "You all very different, you're this group." Oh. Then the other was the more senior to this Sijie one, she also want to come to know about our group. Then that Sijie who brought us around introduced me to her. Then she remember somebody contacted the Fang Zhang there and arranged for this visit. So he wants to know who. He thought it was me. Then I said, "No, I'm not from the tour group, but we arranged it through that person." You know, the first thing he told me was that he said, "The monk up there told me you are very good, very different." See, people will know one. And when you pay respect to him, he pay back respect, you know. You think he doesn't know anything. He was sitting down at the back, I saw him. He didn't even really move, but they opened the eye a bit. Then the Sijie also, they cannot tahan, he move on to the front there. But it is not easy, but the nature there very good. When we sat, it was very, very still, very quiet. The only thing, if you cannot lie down, you lie down, you will be more powerful. They will draw more. But you are at a Mahayana meditation center, no, Chan Si. How can you go and lie down? I tell you, they will think you crazy. You know, that seat up there, he said, is for the Fang Zhang to sit. That's why he told Song, he said, "I will get you a chair." He said, that's why I say, "Never mind, we sit in front. We don't disrupt." Well, we are very, very kanan or gratitude with what they have given us. They have allowed us permission to use, no. And we are not even monk, no. We don't have monk to lead. No. We are just lay people. But the moment we start, they know. Then the Sijie asked, "No, what was it, the thing that you all chant?" He said, "Very familiar." He said, "The way you all chant the thing and the sadhu, very soothing one." She liked it. Then when I think Song explained that Pa Li Wen, "Oh, Kwai Buddha," he said, "No wonder," he said, "sound very familiar." So Pali is the language used during the Buddha's time. So all this, from the way you actually live your life, develop the meditation, people will know what you are different. And do you know that when I was delivering the thing, there's a lot of monks who pass by, and everyone that passed by looked inside. Yeah, they heard from outside. and they knew. Then there was one, I think, must be a temporary monk, I don't know, 1 month or 3 months. He was standing there at the door outside, listening for more than 15 minutes. So a lot of these things, those who have the understanding or the affinity, they will know one, they will sense that this one is different one. Okay, now, you all got any other question? No? We open it up. You don't worry, the recorder cannot record you all. You're just too far away. It can only record mine. Anybody got anything to ask? Yes.
Meditate, very still, silent. A few times a day, even at your
place. Yeah, I know. Tuesday class.
Very silent.
I know.
I don't know how to describe it.
I know. You just describe it.
Then this game of mine want to see.
It's
like, it's going to pull me. Like I'm going to throw or something like that. So once I know.
The thought come in, it interfere already.
Interfere. So
you just silent. No, silent and relax. Be with it. Don't try to know. Means silence everything and stay with it. Let it do whatever it wants. Trust. Then it will develop. It will manifest. Then you will know.
Something like fear, because the force is so strong.
You will know who fear or not. The thought that don't understand is fearful of the unknown. You tell yourself, if you have done it correctly, using your understanding, you should follow the four support to relax into it. But your faith has to be there. The Saddha Virya, then you know how to silence your mind, and because of the retreat, Cameron Highland, you benefited so much. That was the breakthrough, you know, and the connection. That's why your mind can be very quiet, very still. Then you keep on coming to the Tuesday class after that non-stop unless you're overseas. It's because you can feel the difference. And I remember one of the Tuesday class, you told me, at home you cannot do it. But at the Tuesday class, you can do it. Why? Because that side is different. It's like a mandala. You know what is a mandala? A way place. And during the early day, when we were with the other guy, we used to say, that place is like a magic hall. Magic hall in the sense that you go in, you can meditate very easily, very calm, very still, then very fast you go into the silent mind, samadhi. So this is because the condition there is different. The consciousness, the vibration, the wisdom energy, they are stored in the images. And the images got this crystal. That's why they have. Then together with my nature, together with all the non-human and the great beings nature. So all this can manifest. And if you are a sincere cultivator with the faith, and you have the ability to connect earlier on, the moment you come, you will experience it. Even Thursday class, you will experience. Wu Ping Ching Sir, you will also experience. Then everywhere I teach is the same. Last night, Chempaka also same. After I went there and teach for 6 years, Achalo hold that retreat, that whole place is charged up, not the same one. That's why he was so happy. He never before, that was his first retreat, he told me. And yet, he also surprised. Then in the retreat, I was there also helping out. Then a lot of these Kalyamita who got this past one, they don't know what is happening. Then I try to explain, but it was his retreat. So I can't say much. I can only say during the break time. Then I realize one group come around and sit around and talk. Then I say, I have to go off already because you're supposed to meditate. So because of that, he himself also knew. Then there was one occasion, I left early. Achalo ran all the way down and called me, Sipratio, did I do anything wrong? I said, no, Achan, you did well. It's perfect. He saw me go down like that. Quite low, very sensitive. He thought, he must have done something. Then I say, there are certain Kalyamita, the thing that they report, maybe you cannot understand them. Because their past is different. That's why they reported all those things. So I have to explain. Then he also know a lot of these experiences that were reported. He was also very surprised. As a monk, he cannot do also. he was not able to understand more of it. That's why he said, I remember, towards the later part, the end, he said, remember to also take me across when you all realize. He said that during that year, I remember. So a lot of these things, the cultivator may not know. But when it manifests, your case is just more or less like that day, Alicia, that night, I think last night, I don't know what. Last night, he said like inside here, suddenly there is a force moving that it opened up the whole thing. 10 o'clock already?
10:30.
10:30, another half an hour. So, if you just silent, relax, always remember the four support, relax and maintain awareness. Don't try to know. Then, maintain awareness means 24 hours. Just let it do. Then, whatever movement, be with it, silent everything, don't try to know. Then, it will show it to you. Just aware. That's it. Then, through the awareness, the form and mind will understand. Then through the awareness, the silent mind will also awaken. It will develop all the understanding. Then the energy, movement or whatever, the opening or say, the form and mind together, the awareness will know. Yet that awareness is very sensitive, it's aware of all this movement. Then later on, how it go to your gateway and how the energy melt in, you will see it on. Then how you open up from inside. Then how this heart area, the nature open up. Slowly, one by one, you open. Then your consciousness become more and more refined. Then more and more understanding will come about. And when the understanding comes, you yourself also surprised. Last time you cannot understand, like what happened at the retreat. All of a sudden, the Heart Sutta book become like easy to understand. And you were full of joy, remember. Because everything like now got meaning already. The understanding that has come about can allow you to understand. The reason being, all this sharing in the Heart Sutta book come from the silent mind. That's why if you cannot develop until you connect to the silent mind, you cannot understand. Just like Song, 6 years he joined me, he couldn't really understand. Then he read my Heart Sutta book, the notes, 6 times he cannot understand. Then until Rayung, when the chanting come connect, all of a sudden at night he read the 1 hour every night. The understanding was there, then the faith, the joy. Then after that, he come back, he knew what that thing is. That's why he was able to, after that, explain a lot of things. Then when Jin Hao show him the Maya Sutta, read, he understand. Then all the word that he saw in the Cameron Highland retreat there, the war there, all the meaning there, he start to understand. Then after that, the Six Patriarch Sutta, he read the Mandarin version of. He said it was so beautiful. Really, you start to understand. So all this can only happen when you are very sincere in your cultivation. You have the faith, you silence everything, then you connect to the silent mind. Then that silent mind can understand all this. Then you will start to inherit your past. But before that, most people have karmic obstruction. That's why you have to ask for forgiveness.
Every time?
Yeah, ask for forgiveness.
At Ajahn Ananda also.
Very important.
In front of the
Company.
So I
bow. Sadhu.
Automatically wanted to bow.
Yeah.
Asking for forgiveness.
So it will come on.
Like camera.
The tears come on.
So after that, the Heart Sutta.
Came out. And very clear to you. So all these things can happen. That's why you must have the faith. Then you must have the ability to diligently go this way through a sincere mind. That's why three things: your faith, your sincerity, and just persevere to do. Don't try to know. Don't be too eager to progress. Understand? The one that want to become enlightened is the thought. The one that do is not the thought, the silent mind. And you do with the thought, that is the one that is hindering you. Because the thought cannot develop the meditation. It can never be aware. It can only arise more thought and interfere with the meditation. Because when the thought starts to interfere in the meditation, the thought become the meditator, not your awareness, not your silent mind. So if you use the wrong instrument, it becomes thought-based meditation. So the first essence of Huining's teaching, pointing direct to the true mind, you fail. Where he say, Wu nian means no thought. If you use thought to meditate, how can you be in the state of no thought? And even in the Heart Sutta, because of Miss Lee asked me about Huan Zhang Lao's poem, he said, Qi Xing Dong Nian. Dong Nian Zi Wu Ming. Wu Nian Yu Zi Zhen Xing. So, simple Dhamma like that, you understand, you awaken on. Qi Xing means when your mind arises, it will create mental activity. That's why the Mandarin word is good, Qi Xing Dong Nian. It's similar with the Theravada teaching, Avijja Paccaya Sankhara. Due to ignorance, the mind stir. That's why Sankhara, mental activity, arise. And that is what the dwelling dependent origination is all about. Then, Dong Nian Si Wu Ming. Because you don't have ignorance, Avijja, you will not stir on your mind. You will not go and create one through Sankhara activity. So Avijja Paccaya Sankhara is very clear. Then Wu Nian, when you are without thought, you are beautiful. That is your true mind. Wu Nian Yu Shi Zhen Xing. So meditation is to understand this so that you relax silent and able to develop the silent mind. It will arise on its own one, don't have to do anything. If the thought arises, just like what Owen experienced, let it arise. Well, these are the unfinished business, understand not? Your response to memory, your whatever accumulated memory because of your sankhara activity. So this one will continue to arise on. But this one need energy to continuously arise. Understand? As long as you don't give him energy, don't give it all the thought energy, which is through your reaction of mind, your views, your opinion, your conditioning. That's how this Owen was able to get it. You remember after that, when he saw all this thought coming out, he knew he cannot do anything, he cannot control. You know what he did or not? He continued to relax. Well, he heard me say, Fang Song, relax. So he relaxed. So after he relaxed, you know what happened? He experienced pity, the calmness of mind. Then he realized all the thought that is disturbing him, slow down, then no more. He don't even know what meditation is all about. How come he can experience it? Then I say he has his huiken from the past. And if people explain to him, he meditate with that understanding, he will progress very far. Even his English is limited. That's why he was so happy when he received from Mimi the Six Basic Platform Sutta in English. The English. Then I gave him the seminar. It so happened I got two books, you know. And I've been keeping these two books in my bag for traveling for the last 3-4 years, you know. I don't know who to give to until tonight it happened.
Meant for him.
Because I told him, you have good intention. Well, you want to change the bye-bye people, I say you don't say they wrong, you know. You help them to move to another level, understand, you know. To develop better understanding. Then I say, after you do this, when they develop the understanding, they also progress, then which means you are a blessing to them. Then from there, if they develop their meditation, then they teach others, means you get to promote all this, and your karma will be very good. That's why I say, you have this type of huiken. In the past, you have been doing this before. That's why now is the time when you are lost. You will come back during sasana time and you will develop the condition to come into contact with the Dhamma again, and you will meet somebody who can teach you and share it with you. And just now when we were going around the stupa, the 8 stupa in the pagoda, you know, Mr. came, Raymond also came. He said, Pratio, all the cut short lah, tell me no need to translate, we just go. I said, never mind. Let Owen learn. He has to learn. It's meant for him and nothing to do with her. Most of us understand. I already explained in the bar. Then you know what he told me, like what he told you in the bar. when he heard the greed, hatred, and delusion, I had to say Mandarin, I purposely say in Mandarin for him to understand, tan chen chi and all those things. But he cannot catch the san tu and san er, the three evil and the three poison. Then just now I explained to him. That's why slowly he will understand. Then I explained the four noble truths. Then I say the third noble truth is very important. Is that suffering need not be. When you understand this teaching, you can develop the awakening. Then I explained to him what he went through. The last phase that he went through, you remember? Then everything quiet down. He forgot who he is, you remember? Oh no, sorry, he cannot remember where he is. I say this is very good. The next one will be, you don't even know who are you. But that is the best. But I say don't worry, just for that period when you are meditating on it. Because that time, you are not with the mundane mind, the egoic mind, the memory. That's why you got no idea where you are. There is no memory to tell you that you are in this Liu Zhu Si, in the meditation hall. No. Then later you meditate until you don't even know who you are. It's just the awareness. And the awareness is so different. Then you have to recollect through memory. Then only you will recall that there is a form, there is a mind. You are so and so. But when you meditate, all this is gone. That's why he can experience so fast. Third session only. No. Then after that, he finished. When I think, it's so different from the gong, gong. It was so soothing. Then he felt so good. No. Then he realized, by then only he realized his leg was numb. Remember? He pronounced the word wrongly, numb. He pronounced that what already? I forgot. Dumb. The leg cannot move. But he actually know that he has progressed so much better. He said he now like the thing. He wants to learn. And he got hold of the website from Jin Hao. So all this, because of condition, we don't know him. I also don't know him. Why should I bother to go and teach him? Because he has condition. And because of his condition, I remember I haven't given this seminar book to Mr. and the wife also. Where it was only printed 2015, about 2 years plus. And that time, the last trip he took us was 2015, I think. Was it 2015? 那个时候那个书还没有出来, I think. 我都没有给他, 我都没有带去, 可能, So, if you look at the condition, meant to be will be one, it will unfold. Then what happened also, we never plan it. It just unfold. And when it unfold, you cannot hurry, you know. If I have followed what Raymond tell me and Mr. Tell me, 不用怀疑, 我们自己走, 死定了. Then a lot of things cannot happen. Then the whole routine will be affected again. So when you have this understanding, you're able to send, then you know things arise, the causes and conditions behind, you can feel. It's for certain purpose, for certain person. That's why you will allow time. You say, never mind, let it. That's why we were patiently doing it. Then after, because he finished, he teaches how to, you remember, that Si Jie actually is still quite new. Sometimes he forgot the word also. But I say it's already very good because you have not done it long enough. That's why she is not conversant. Maybe she is quite new. Then she even advises to pay respect by walking another 2 rounds. You remember? You say you can either chant, Namo Si Jie Mo Ni Fo, or Namo Liu Zhu Hui Neng Ben Si, or what? Da Si. Da Si. So I say we have not really pay respect to Liu Zhu. You ask my wife, first day on the bus, I ask how to recite the respect for Liu Zhu Hui Neng. She also don't know. That's why I didn't bring out. But I know he's a very special Pusa. I wanted to chant Namo Liu Zhu Hui Neng Pusa. But then my wife told me, not like that one, you cannot chant like that. Maybe you got some other. 那老他们叫他大师嘛，因为是六祖师嘛，嗯，祖师也可以的，嗯，不，我知道他是菩萨，所以我们在那个国恩寺，you remember? I take the photo, yeah, NB take the side one, up there, 南无啊 ，sorry， 六祖慧能菩萨，啊 ，the word is up there, so I think he is a Buddha because
啊。他们讲六祖坛经，他们都会 recite 南无六祖慧能大师三次。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, because they learn from him. They learn from him.
是说香港的人讲经
啊，
还是哪里的讲？
哦，也是大师啊。哦 ，yeah. Maybe that is the way it has evolved lah. Because they listen to him, so they have to call him a Zen master or a great master, 大师。It's up to you one.To me, he is a very, very highly evolved Pusa. I already told you, my nature had to come and connect, then only the mundane mind collapsed. Hui Neng, he was born without the mundane mind. You know. You play with him, I tell you. Even though uneducated, illiterate, he come with that type of mind. Means no need to wait for connection and no need to wait for the Monday mind to collapse now. So that's why even as a woodcutter, but he heard the Diamond Sutta too late lah. Age 30 only he heard. Maybe it was because of the mother. He had to wait till age 30. Then at that age only, he immediately awakened one. But the mind was ready. Actually, if there are conditions for him to receive the truth when he was young, he would have become a monk very, very much earlier. But because condition is such, it has to be this way. You know why? Too early, he cannot become the patriarch. The condition is not there. Too late, also he cannot become the patriarch. So his nature will know one. Where he is destined to be the patriarch. That's why he had to wait till age 30. Then the time only go. And when he go, 8 months later, 五祖 choose the 6th patriarch. No? How can the timing be so perfect? If he had gone there earlier, he will not even be entitled to the patriarchship. He may go there, develop, then maybe 五祖may take him in, then he progress very far. Then he walk out of that place and establish his own, or start his own. But because of karmic, all the conditioning, everything is there. That's why all this has to happen. Then they were after him, well, or Shen Siu. It just like to me, Shen Siu and him, is like Devadatta, in a similar way, and Sakyamuni Buddha. Sakyamuni Buddha and Deva, we were one banger incident. The two, life after life. Because Devadatta make the vow, life after life come after him. To like take revenge because of the banger incident. Where she lost the golden pot to the Bodhisattva at that life. Where he was so greedy. When the old lady and the daughter come and want to buy the banger, he tarik haka. He said, "Your this pot is not worth. Actually, it's a golden pot. No. He said, "You want, I give you a few lah." So the old lady said, "How can? This is a golden pot." So he just tell the grandchildren, say, "Never mind lah, we go." Then halfway, as he was walking back, he saw another banger merchant, which was the Bodhisattva at that time. Then he go and ask the Bodhisattva, "My granddaughter actually love your banger. How much can I exchange for?" The Bodhisattva saw the golden pot. He said, "Oh, you can take all the bangers. Your pot is worth more than that." So he gave everything to him. Then when Devadatta come to know, he was so angry, He said it's supposed to be his golden pot, And he chased after the Bodhisattva, but the Bodhisattva crossed the river already. There's only olden day one sampan only. You miss that sampan, you have to wait for the sampan to come back, then only you can cross again. There's no motorbike, no automobile. So he got no choice. He make his through anger, through very strong will, he vowed life after life to go after the Bodhisattva. That's how he end up Devadatta. Many lives, the two of them always get into trouble because of that hatred, that willpower. So, Shen Siu and this Liu Chua, I think got past condition. So, we will become jealous, like Devadatta want to take revenge. And so many years, he still chase him, no? Then after 15 years, after he come back to society and recognize, he still want to send disciples to learn from him and spy from him. No? You see? But to me, if I'm not wrong, Shen Siu is not such a bad guy. It's his people down there who wants to build. They say the rope and the bar should be officially handed on to Shen Siu. Because when the fifth patriarch passed away, he appointed Shen Siu to take over. But he didn't make him the patriarch, that's the only thing. So they want to get the thing back and pass it to Shen Siu so that he can become the official sixth patriarch. But Shen Siu, in a way, I think he is quite honest. Well, when Wu Zetian asked him to go to the palace, well, Wu Zetian also heard about this sixth patriarch. So he told Wu Zetian, yes, he was the one that the fifth patriarch handed the patriarchship to him. That's why Wu Zetian purposely go and invite him, the sixth patriarch. But three times he didn't go. Then the third time, by the time they want to go and like, if you violate the Sing Ji at that time, the emperor's, what you call that?
Decree.
You have to die one. But by the time they reached there, he already parinibbana. He went back to his hometown there. Then they don't know what to do with his body, you remember? Then somebody suggested, why not we burn an incense, see where the smoke go, then we will, based on that smoke, deliver that body there. Then the smoke go to Nanhua Si. Then that was the place he started preaching. So that's how the Sixth Patriarch Sutta come about, and it's very beautiful. And we haven't finished yet, we are at page 200 something, I think. Another maybe one quarter or what to go. And this is a very unique sutta. This is the only teaching, not from the Buddha, given the status of a sutta. That's why he is very wise. He is a different type of thing. And because of him, Mahayana actually rise again and flourish and became very, very different and very popular. And this teaching actually helped a lot of cultivated Buddhists to go beyond. And you also heard, isn't it, the Si to us, he said so far there are 20 delegations from overseas, and some of them are Theravada traditional. He said the Sri Lanka also went, the Thai this year also went. Why are they studying the Sixth Patriarch Sutta? They are Theravada monks. Because now a lot coming in a different form. You look at me, why I went for English school? Actually, my parents decided, not me, but my nature wanted that. Then, from the English school, I come out, we are English educator in Malaysia. You normally will go for Theravada teaching. Then when I go for Theravada teaching, very funny one. I can understand the teaching on my own one, very fast one. Then when I understand, then I realized later on the Mahayana teaching come to me by itself. No, I don't even know Mandarin. No, but the teaching keep on coming on. The book come, the guide come. First, it come from Master Sui Hua. I remember the Surangama Sutta, the first edition, the volume one, came out in the year 1986. And this guy, whom I don't know one, who was a kapia or Xuan Hua. In the year 1970 something, 78 or what. Then the father needs a son to take over the business, and he was the only son. So after about 8 years as a kapia, the father called him back to take over the business. And because he came back and take over the business, he was helping the father selling this Chinaman type of thing. Then they also want to introduce a new product called tennis court surface product. Then he came to MU, I was working there. Then my secretary told me, he said, Mr. Teo, this person has come 6 times. He said he wanted to see you. I say salesman. He say, yeah lah, brother. No, he call me Mr. Teo. He said, you don't like salesman. Then I give him, like, a salesman, tell him, never mind, I don't need. If I need, leave behind the car, I will call him. He said he was so patient. This is the sixth time. I dare not even tell you. But I saw him so patient. Then so full of like sincerity. I have to let you know. The moment I heard this, I know really, there is a condition. Otherwise, there is no person who will come six times, rejected five times also come. Then I say, okay, wait for half an hour after I clear all this, ask him to come in. Then he came in. He came in, he saw I have a yellow string here. You know why I wear that yellow string? Because that time I know really, my nature different. So this yellow string is to prevent people from simply saying things. Well, when they see the yellow string, they know you are a cultivator. So because of that, he came in, he saw. Then he asked me, are you a Buddhist? I say I started as a Buddhist. Well, for me, I opened the truth. He said, okay, I give you a book. He straight away tell me that. Then I said, never mind. Well, I thought Dharma book lah. So, never mind lah. I say it's okay. I say, what have you got? Oh, then he took out the brochure. Then after that, he explained all the thing. Then he said, this one is for you to test it out. We are going to give you a special offer, half price, 50% discount. We do for you without profit and also subsidized. But we want you to try it and help us to do the promotion. I say, good. Yeah, we got a lot of tennis court. If it's successful, we will use. So I decided to try one of your half price, 50%. Oh, it's so cheap. And the survey I saw on the photo, oh, very good. Then I told him, okay, I can confirm with you. Then when can you start work? So he said, when you want to start work, you need to start work, you let me know. Then I call the sport director, then I make arrangement, then he's supposed to start work. But he really stand by his word. The next day he came, he brought me a photo stack copy of this Surangama Sutta translated in English. It's like he know I don't know Mandarin. He gave me that book. I saw a photo stack book. I didn't even read. I said, okay, thank you so much. He left. Then after he left, end of the day when I free, I opened it. I saw this Surangama Sutta. I don't even know what it is. But the moment I read, I can understand one. Then I call him up. I say, who are you? How come you can have this book? Well, when I was in the uni, I met Xuan Hua before on two occasions. And I got no chance to do merit because that time still a student, haven't even worked. But I can understand his Dhamma one. And I know he's the patriarch of our Buddhist society in MU that time. They got print all these notes. And both occasions I went to attend his lecture, sharing and all things. They came with a delegate. Then that time, I knew who he is. Then I saw this book translation from City of 10,000 Buddhas, from his place on, translated by him, by the Pali Tech Society. So I called him out, I asked him, I said, who are you? And then he started to come and tell me. He is the Kapya of Xuan Hua. And he like that also can come. That's how Mahayana teaching come to me. Then after that, my brother someone posted there, the electrical engineer in Penang, posted to Silicon Valley to like attend conference and courses. Wow, I'm full of joy at that time. I say, you go there whenever on weekend you're free. You drop by this City of 10,000 Buddha. All the English translation, whatever book you just buy. He bought 1,000 over US dollar book of book and he brought it back. That's how I got all the Mahayana Sutta, Leng Yan Qing, all the Qing, the Heart Sutta, everything. 11 o'clock, better go back and sleep. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Share merit, okay. Okay, quick one. Starting with the Devas, you should rejoin and share merit. Akasata ca bumata Deva naga mahindika Punyang tang anumudhitwa Chirang lakantu loka sasana Tawatta jamehi Sampadan punya sampadan Sabbe deva anumudantu Sopasampati siddhiya. tirang ho tu sukita hantu nyatayo idang hi nyatirang ho tu sukita hantu nyatayo idang hi nyatirang ho tu sukita hantu nyatayo imina punyang kamina mami bala samagamo satang samagamo ho tu Jawa Nivana Patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, see you all. Huh? Have a good rest. Wow, good timing. 11 o'clock. Good night.
Thank you for the sharing.
Yeah.
To be continued.